Support for WPR comes from the American Society of Landscape Architects Wisconsin Chapter. Dedicated to reimagining the design of outdoor spaces for the well-being of all. Examples at wiasla.com.
Welcome to Simply Folk. I'm Stephanie Elkins, and before we get started, please accept a huge thank you and our deep gratitude for the wonderful pledges of financial support during Simply Folk and all the other shows on Wisconsin Public Radio. Last Sunday evening, we heard from 137 of you. It was a robust and very heartwarming response, just phenomenal. As far as the whole drive goes, as you may have just heard, Wisconsin Public Radio welcomed almost 2,000 brand new members and about 5,900 renewing members for a total of $915,000. Wow, thank you. Really appreciate it. It's March already, and spring will come officially this month. The days are longer and brighter, and there's so much to look forward to in the spring. I'm noticing that the willows are turning yellow and the canes are turning deep red. The sap in the maple trees starts rising, and later this evening I'll have some music in honor of that sweet gift of early spring, maple syrup. Well, it is the first Sunday of the month, and like last month, I have some company in the studio. I'm graced with the warm presence of Sheila Shigley and the multi-talented David H.B. Drake for the first part of the show tonight. It'll be a fun show, and you're warmly invited to communicate with us on the Simply Folk Facebook page. If you're a Facebook user, just click like when you arrive at the Simply Folk page, and then feel free to post events and share photos, recommend recordings, put up links to songs, make requests, and talk about music with fellow Simply Folk listeners. And Facebook is just one way to stay in touch. At our website, simplyfolk.org, you'll find the folk calendar, the playlists, and very soon, archives of the show. We're working on that. It could be ready at any moment. And there's also a form there for sending comments and requests at simplyfolk.org. And I've heard from some of you who don't have computer access. You are welcome to call with your requests and comments. Next week is the request show. That number is 800-654-FOLK. Letters and postcards work very well, too. You can send those to 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Well, that's enough of that. Let's get to our guest. David H.B. Drake has been called a gentle troubadour and an elemental folk singer. His music is inspired by voyages across Midwestern prairies and the waters of the Great Lakes. He's an award-winning performer, a multi-instrumentalist. He's got a whole passel of instruments here in the studio and a prolific songwriter. He's based in Milwaukee, and you've heard many of the hundreds of songs that he's written right here on Simply Folk. They are certainly requested on a regular basis. Well, there's a lot more to know about David, and I think we'll uncover some of that in the next half hour or so. Well, welcome, David.
Howdy.
Thanks.
I bet my wife is listening, wondering what exactly you're going to uncover.
Well, I was reading your bio in preparation for our conversation, and wow, you've done a lot over the years and earned a lot of awards. And,
well, it never gets boring.
No.
As long as there's joy in doing this, what the heck?
You've been honored by the Wisconsin Area Music Awards and so forth. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Well, let's start with the instruments. I'm seeing something on your lap that looks like a dulcimer.
That is a dulcimer. And part of the reason I play a lot of different instruments is because a lot of what I do is the history of Wisconsin, the history of Illinois, Great Lakes, Midwest music. And I really like getting the sound of what people actually sang like years and years ago. You know, you could do the song on a MIDI or something, but it just wouldn't be the same.
No,
and
not really.
since we're among folk singers here, and I imagine it's supper time, the thing folk singers love the best is a potluck dinner, because musicians always like to eat. We don't believe in being starving artists. And one of the best things in the world, best way to get to know somebody is through food and through music. So there's a song called Potluck.
Thank you.
Now, if you want to sing along at home, your part goes like this. Potluck, friends are coming for potluck, homemade with care. Gimme potluck, dish us up some potluck, everybody share. Now, if you can't get all those words, you can just come in on potluck. And your neighbors will wonder what the heck is going on here. Well, we're gonna gather for a fine time evening. Dinner with neighbors always feels so good. Out on the back porch, off on a picnic. Homemade cooking is the finest food we got. Potluck, friends are coming for potluck. Homemade with care, gimme potluck. Dish us up some potluck, everybody share. Bring out the jello with a little marshmallow. Sloppy Joe's always taste like fun. Macaroni cheese and a three bean salad. 17 desserts when the dinner is done. We got potluck, friends are coming for potluck, homemade with care. Gimme potluck, dish us up some potluck, everybody share. Gather together for a prayer of thanksgiving. Tables laid heavy with a family feast. Pour me a coffee, please pass the sugar. I'll go back for seconds at least. We got potluck, friends are coming for potluck, homemade with care. Gimme potluck, dish us up some potluck, everybody share. Bring out the guitars, bring out the banjos, bring out the dulcimers, what a sight. We'll sit around in a great big circle and we'll sing songs till the next daylight. We got potluck, friends are coming for potluck, homemade with care. Gimme potluck, dish us up some potluck, now everybody share.
That kind of is the spirit of folk music, isn't it? Everybody share. Well, and I notice as I put in all of those folk calendar listings that you see on our site, and so many of them start with a potluck beforehand, so you can enjoy a meal and get to know some friends and then have great music right afterwards. It really is
The toughest part of being the musician is you can't fill up, because then it gets in the way of your singing, but pretty much they'll always set you aside a pretty goodly plate for after you're done.
That's your reward.
You betcha.
Yeah. How long have you been writing?
Oh my goodness. How long has Simply Folk been on the air?
Mm-hmm. We're in our 33rd year. 33rd.
Okay, that's about how long I've been writing. Prior to being a folk singer, I was a professional actor and dancer, and really grew up on Tom Paxton and of course Peter Paul and Mary Simon and Garfunkel, Harry Belafonte. You know, all of the usuals, Gordon Lightfoot. And then I heard Stan Rogers and went, oh, man. and I had written things before, but he's the one that made me really listen to it and go, I want to do that. And that's also what got me into being a sailor.
I was going to say, you're known for some of your Great Lakes-based songs.
Yeah. And I do work on, I don't know if people know this, but Wisconsin has a flagship. It is a three-masted wooden schooner out of the port of Milwaukee, and it's called the Dennis Sullivan. And if you come down between, say, June 1st and October 1st, come on out on, take a ride on the Great Lakes on the kind of ship that maybe your ancestors came here to Wisconsin on.
And are you working on that ship?
I do. When they want music and history and essentially somebody to play the image of the old sailor. It's really funny because our captain, Tiffany, is... Yeah.
Really?
That's our captain's name. Captain Tiffany is a young, smaller than I am, and I'm small, blonde woman, and she is the captain of the Dennis Sullivan. And people come up to me and say, are you the captain? And I'm going, no. I'm the shanty man. She's the captain. And we have this running joke that, you know, you're going to be better off if I sing and she drives than the other way around. And she's a good singer. It's just, you know, but she's a professional captain.
What kind of music are you writing now?
Well, yeah, with what's coming down here in Madison, but we won't go there. Mm. I'm Mostly it's parodies. You know, you pick an old folk process, pick a song that you already know and put some new words to it. You know, this state is your state, the state is my state kind of thing. Tom Castle and I sang that at the Capitol a couple of days ago.
You have many CDs. We have a lot of them here in the library. How many recordings have you done?
I think I'm up to 13 CDs and 3 videotapes. Wow. Or DVDs.
Isn't there one that's devoted, I don't know if the whole thing is, but part of it is devoted to the Dennis Sullivan? I'm having a foggy memory now.
It's called The Schooner Song Bag.
Schooner Song Bag.
And I actually had gotten a Wisconsin Arts Board grant. The schooner wanted me to put on a CD the songs that we were doing on board ship that we used to teach people about the different parts of the ship and the history and all that sort of thing. And I'd gotten a grant from the Wisconsin Arts Board to do that. And originally I was just going to sing the songs. And then I think it was the French song, which I can do, but I'd be faking French. And anybody who actually spoke French would know this. I got one of our local folk singers who specializes in French music and had him sing it properly in French. And then I kind of went, well, you know, we ought to get the Irish guy, Chuck Ward, who just recently passed away, to do The Wreck of the Lady Elgin, because that's... And then we got a Native American group from the church I sing at to do a Native American water blessing, and it just kept going on and on. We got a black fella to do the slave song about the Underground Railroad, and as it wound up, I was on maybe half of the songs and leading the shanty chorus, but it became a synthesis of... Well, it's the same as the instruments. If you're going to sing a C song, you use a concertina because it's the right sound. Well, these people's voices had the genuine sound that we wanted, as opposed to me just faking it.
It sounds like a wonderful project.
Oh, yeah, it was great, and it's still, you know, it's still around.
Well, how about some kind of shipping song?
Or... Mm-hmm. Actually, I don't know why it came up, but, I was at the last weekend, I think that was, the Chicago Maritime Festival, and I was talking to my friend Cliff Long, who is now doing programs out in the Baltimore, Maryland area. But he and I were in a group called the Rose and Dragon together, and we were both shantymen aboard the HMS Bounty.
Ah.
And so I wrote this song. I was on the Bounty from Milwaukee going through the Straits of Mackinac to Detroit. It was about 4 o'clock in the morning, foggy. I was on the helm, which means I was steering the boat, and we picked up a big, one of the big carriers coming toward us on the radar. Because, you know, it's a 200-year-old replica ship, but we have radar and radios and all that good stuff. The Coast Guard's kind of picky about that. And, of course, when we came rolling out of the fog toward them, the guy on the other end of the radio said, and it's something I can't say on radio, and that just tripped off this whole idea of a ghostly ship, which, strangely enough, 15 years after I wrote the song, Disney came out with a movie about it.
Oh.
I still haven't gotten any royalties.
When you're standing watch on a foggy night, the hour is late and there's no moonlight. When the rum is warm and the air is cold, makes you dream of the ships of old. Then the Dutchman goes a-sailing. Well, you hear a creak and you hear a groan, and you strain your eyes looking o'er the foam. There comes a ship from across the wave, sent from hell and a salty grave. When the Dutchman goes a-sailing, she's an old square rig running up ahead, with her sails full blown and they look blood red. Her blackened spars fill your heart with dread. The ship's a ghost with a crew so dead. When the Dutchman goes a-sailing, then you swear to the stars that your eyes can lie, for the ship she holds up into the sky. The skeleton crew gives an eerie cry, shivers your soul as she passes by. When the Dutchman goes a-sailing, run to the captain, run to the mate, to tell of the sight and the tale relate of a ship that flies and her ghostly crew. The pirate shades calling after you. When the Dutchman goes a-sailing, then the captain speaks in a solemn tone, there's such a ship with the blackened bones, a crew from hell and her sails aflame. The Flying Dutchman, it is her name. When the Dutchman goes a-sailing, Did you see her, lad, on this foggy night? Did she call to you? Did you have a fright? Did she run full sail but against the wind? Or is this be a tale made of rum and gin when the Dutchman goes a-sailing? For if it be rum, you're a drunken sot. If it be gin, then you lie a lot. If it be true, to God pray thee, we're the next to be lost at sea when the Dutchman goes a-sailing. When you stand and watch on a foggy night, the hour is late and there's no moonlight. When the rum is warm and the air is cold, makes you dream of the ships of old. Then the Dutchman goes a-sailing.
The Ghostly Ship. If you're just tuning in, that was our guest, David H.B. Drake, longtime singer-songwriter who's come over from Milwaukee. He's brought a whole lot of instruments. Seems like of all of those maritime songs have something about rum or gin or lots of drinking involved.
Lime juice.
Yeah, actually, very few of mine do. That one does.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing a piratey thing, but... Most of my songs are freshwater and really more thinking about the silence and the beauty of the Great Lakes as opposed to yar har har, you know, all of that.
We had a comment on Facebook from Wendy who says, we've enjoyed the music of David H.B. Drake at the Wisconsin Maritime Museum several times and they're looking forward to having you back again this summer.
June 25th.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Well, good. That'll be something to look forward to. So you've gone from the dulcimer to the concertina, and now you've got a guitar in your hands.
Oh, yeah. And that's, yeah, it's my main instrument because the other instruments are really textures, for lack of a better word. If you're doing a sea song, concertina is a really cool instrument. If you're doing a river song, a banjo would be more appropriate. You know, like that. If I'm doing a Native American story, I'll use a Native American flute. For most of the stuff I write, I use a guitar.
When you write, do the words come first or the music?
What happens, and I've done a lot of songwriting workshops, most people think songwriting is like being hit by lightning, and it's not. It's like using a crock pot. And any artist, I'm not, you know, not just musicians, singers, but visual dancers, theater. What makes you an artist is the ability to observe the world around you very carefully. And this is like automatic. You are always observing the world. And what art is, because there really is nothing new under the sun, God knows I've stolen enough tunes, including this one. But what art is taking two or three elements that seemingly have nothing to do with each other and tying them together into a new entity. We're all standing on the shoulders of those who came before us. What we might do is a new twist on it. But to have something genuinely, absolutely new, that's extremely rare.
I think most of the songwriters over the years and even classical composers would agree with that wholeheartedly.
Sure, Bob Dylan admits it very freely as... And if you hear Arlo Guthrie, you know, I stole this song from.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't steal them. We borrow them and we shine them up and we just, you know, pass them around again. But anyhow. So this is a song called Shorelines, and it's really quite literally that spot that I feel like I stand in very often, literally on the shoreline of the Great Lakes, where I have all the beautiful land of Wisconsin at my back, and all the beauty of the Great Lakes in front of me. And the magic happens when you're standing right on that tension point between them. Picture a farmer who has spent his whole life, working in the fields. And it's been a hard day. He goes down to the shores of the Great Lakes and sees a ship coming in and says, oh, that's freedom. When I get off this ship, or when I get off this land, I'm going to go sail around the world. Now, the thing he doesn't realize, at the same time, there's a sailor on the ship looking into the shore going, when I get off this bloody ship, I'm going to get a farm. That's really freedom.
So,
That's what happens on the shoreline. Mm-hmm.
It was down by the water's edge that our eyes met as you gazed at my dry world. From your sea, dark and wet, and I stood on the sand as you leaned at the rail, and you longed for a farm. I wished I could sail. And I saw myself sailing a wild open main. You saw yourself reaping the fields rich with grain. And we lived for a moment in each other's shoes, feeling tired of our old lives, wanting anew. And it's heave away, haul away, bend your back, draw your pay. You raise your sails, I'll raise my hay. You dream of green fields while I dream of the sea. And we think ourselves prisoners while the other is free. I saw myself standing late watch on the bow. You saw yourself satisfied working a plow. For my grass must look green when you're pulling an oar, and your water seems bluer from here on the shore. It's heave away, haul away, bend your back, draw your pay. You raise your sails, I'll raise my hay. You dream of green fields while I dream of the sea. And we think ourselves prisoners while the other is free. Oh, but you love the traveling, I love my home, and your roots hold no earth, and I swim like a stone. So we've each found our place in the choices life gives, left to dream of how happy the other must live. It's heave away, haul away, bend your back, draw your pay. You raise your sails, I'll raise my hay. You dream of green fields while I dream of the sea. And we think ourselves prisoners while the other is free. And it was down by the water's edge that our eyes met as you gazed at my dry world from your sea dark and wet. I stood on the sand as you leaned at the rail, and you longed for a farm, I wished I could sail.
David H.B. Drake with a song called Shorelines.
Lovely.
I think that one and the one before are both on Fisherman's Beach. That's one of your CDs that's pretty popular.
Mm-hmm. David, we were talking about Kansas just before things struck up here, and it occurred
Click
to me.
Click your heels together.
I recall being at a show there where it was a Scottish show, actually, outdoors, of course, the little white tents. And one of the sheep herding sheep got cut away from the demonstration of the dog mm-hmm. herding sheep, and actually came running into the tent and vaulted over the first row of the audience. And the lady performing at the time was Scottish, and she was actually very offended. And we thought she would take it in stride, mm-hmm. but it occurred to me that you must have seen. There must be some favorite tale you have from. You must have played many
oh,
a little
goodness.
Festival like that.
Well, I can tell you right now the ding in my guitar is while I was playing a festival and windstorm came up and the tent collapsed on us.
Oh.
Got hit with a tent pole coming down.
Oh, yikes.
And but the guitar was fairly new at the time, and it was just like, oh pain.
Yeah.
But I think one of the most wonderful things that happened to me, it wasn't a negative. I wrote a song for the Linda E. I don't know if you remember that, but in 1998, a fishing boat on Lake Michigan called the Linda E went down, and I sort of knew the three guys on the crew, didn't really know them, but I'd met them because I put my boat up at it was called Snug Harbor at the time in Milwaukee, and the guy who owned the Linda E was also the owner of the yard. So, you know, I'd crossed paths at least. And as a matter of fact, his son still runs the boatyard. And I got asked to sing my song about the Linda E at the memorial, which was fine for the family. But at some other time, I was up in Gill's Rock, which is the extreme northernmost point of Door County. And that's where the family's fishing operation is out of, the original family's fishing operation. So I happened to wander on by because there's a Door County Maritime Museum up there, and next to it was the docks for their fishing boats. So I wandered over there, and the guys recognized me, and they said, "Oh, you're the guy that wrote that, you know, song about the Lindy. Sing us the song." And so I grabbed my guitar, and I'm standing in blood, guts, and ice in a fishing shack with these big, big, brawny guys in their yellow slickers with the fish blood on them, singing the song about the Linda E. And it was magic because I was singing it for the guys I meant it for.
Yeah, that's...
And that's probably one of the most powerful things I've ever had happen.
Yeah, really meaningful.
And if somebody said, you know, what's one of your most wonderful musical experience? Oh, standing in ice and blood, guts.
Yeah.
Well, and it was incredible.
That's the power of music, though.
Yeah.
to move people. How about another song?
I better sing something silly because we're getting way too heavy here. I had thought to do one about Noah's Ark, which is a kid's song I do, but I'm kind of thinking maybe I should stay with the fishing bit since I was just talking about fishing.
All right. And one of the fishing seasons just opened here in Wisconsin. I saw a fellow in a stream on my way here.
I have no idea which season that would be, but...
Maybe trout or something.
Trout or something. Yeah. Somebody can tell us.
Freshwater, yeah.
Probably isn't musky.
No.
But I imagine you've all been to Hayward, Wisconsin, and its most striking visual there is the giant fiberglass muskie.
Oh, yes, yes.
Which many of us have seen the picture of Peter and Lou Berryman in the mouth of the muskie, but anyhow... I was playing Hayward County Fair, whatever, and, you know, so I went by and looked at the muskie, and I went to the Chamber of Commerce. I said, "You guys, you know, what's the backstory on the muskie?" And they kind of went, "Oh, yeah, hey, we thought that would be a good idea." And I was like, no, we're talking Paul Bunyan here. You know, you're in, you know, giant tall tale. So I wrote him a song. Wasn't he a big one, boys? Wasn't he a big one, boys? That muskie up in Hayward, wasn't he a big one, boys? Y'all can sing along at home with that. There's a muskie up in Hayward, it's sort of a fishy tale. They say they got a muskie fish big as Jonah's whale. Oh, wasn't he a big one, boys? Wasn't he a big one, boys? That muskie up in Hayward, wasn't he a big one, boys? His mouth was big as a garage, a pine tree for his fin. He was the biggest musky fish in all of Wisconsin. Oh, wasn't he a big one, boys? Wasn't he a big one, boys? That musky up in Hayward, wasn't he a big one, boys? Now the fisherman who caught him, for a hook he used a plow, a tow truck for to cast with, for bait a Holstein cow. Oh, wasn't he a big one, boys? Wasn't he a big one, boys? That musky
measured 100 feet. When they pulled in from the lake, they carved out the main street. Oh, wasn't he a big one, boys? Wasn't he a big one, boys? That muskie up in Hayward, wasn't he a big one, boys? Now when they cleaned that muskie, there was a sea of blood. Three campers and a Volkswagen got washed up in the flood. Oh, wasn't he a big one, boys? Wasn't he a big one, boys? That muskie up in Hayward, wasn't he a big one, boys? They used his scales for paving stones, a snowplow from his tail. When they got down to the bones, they made the Hayward jail. Oh, wasn't he a big one, boys? Wasn't he a big one, boys? That muskie up in Hayward, wasn't he a big one, boys? Then a taxidermist mounted him in tons of fiberglass. If you think this tale's not true, well, you can kiss my rod and reel. Oh, wasn't he a big one, boys? Wasn't he a big one, boys? That muskie up in Hayward, wasn't he a big one, boys? Oh, wasn't he a big one, boys? Wasn't he a big one, boys? That muskie up in Hayward, wasn't he a big one, boys?
Tall tales.
You even had Sheila and me humming along a little bit in the background there. That's a great
song. That is
song.
The concept, after all.
Yeah. Well, before you put that banjo away,
let's... Yes, I was going to ask.
Nobody else can see it, but...
Well, let's make an effort to give a visual picture to listeners.
Sure.
It's a little banjo.
Made of wood.
Yeah, it's
with
beautiful.
With a small drum head. Many of your listeners, at least the ones that are my age, will remember the Foxfire books, which during the 1960s... There was a back to the land, get off the grid movement. And I suppose a bunch of young people tried that and realized they didn't know what they were doing. So they went up into the Appalachians and talked to a bunch of old guys who never really did have electricity and learned the pre-electricity skills, wrote them down in a series of books called the Foxfire Books. I believe it's volume 3 that has diagrams of how to make your own banjo and how to make your own dulcimer. And this banjo I have is a very, very good representation of what I would call a Foxfire banjo. It's also called a mountain banjo, but this is specifically the design out of the Foxfire books, and it's made of black walnut. It was made by Robert, I keep wanting to say Robert Reich, and that's not it. He's a former Secretary of Labor. Mm-hmm. Very similar name. I can't remember it right this second.
Oh, but what a beautiful tone.
But yeah, I made one myself when I was first starting out, but it was nowhere near as good as this. So, you know, mine was made by a true instrument maker, which is why it's got such a nice tone.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And, you know, I've got your standard bluegrass banjo at home, but I almost never even pick it up. It's a Richelieu, which is an extremely good banjo. Just made down in, not Stoughton.
Oregon, just down the
Wisconsin.
Road.
Wisconsin, yeah. I mean, it's a beautiful instrument. I like this one. It's what I call a hammock instrument. You can lay in a hammock all afternoon and just goof with it. And if anybody says, you know, boy, you're lazy. No, man, I'm working here. I'm practicing.
Well, speaking of working... you've been a driving force behind the Organic Arts Co-op in mm-hmm. Milwaukee, which has a really interesting business model. And why don't you tell us how that works?
Organic Arts, we are a cooperative, but legally we can't use the word cooperative because it implies agriculture. So we're a collaborative, but, you know, that's semantic. We are a cooperative of lifelong performing artists. And... we have no ivory tower to perform in, like many arts groups do. We're the ones who our whole lives, I think only one of our members has less than 30 years of performing as their primary focus. We're the ones who are going into the schools, the libraries, the nursing homes, the parks, the community festivals, and the church festivals, all of those what I call public service art venues. Once in a blue moon, yeah, we'll get a main stage somewhere. But realistically speaking, it's not like we have a home theater or anything. We're the ones who literally go out and serve the people, which is the organic part. We have no commercial additives. It's a grassroots thing, you know, fill in all the bad jokes you like. But since all of us are career artists, and have been doing this our whole lives, practically nobody has anything like health insurance, or now a lot of places are requiring liability. You don't have somebody covering your back, is what it amounts to. So I spent 30 years as the company manager and technical director of a group called Betty Solomon's Dance Circus, which is the longest running modern dance company in Wisconsin. And I was one of the co-founders of that with Betty Solomon back in 1975. Anyhow, so I mean, I knew how to run a nonprofit. Well, when I left that, I could have either formed an LLC, but I knew how to run a nonprofit. And, you know, realistically, we all got to put together the mailing list. We all got to put together the website. Did it. Why duplicate effort? Rather than reinventing the wheel, we're sharing our knowledge. I mean, one of our members, Gene Andrew, is a super good editor. One of our members, Guy Schultz, is good with video. I'm fairly good with sound, on and on and on. And so, you know, nobody can learn it all. But if you got a group of friends around you, you divide up the work, and the whole idea is you all do what you're best at, and everybody raises with you.
The rising tide lifts all boats.
For instance, I'll be at the Wisconsin Tourism Conference tomorrow, standing at a booth, giving out information on organic arts. And there's a lot of county fairs and community chamber of commerce type fairs. And we're the ones who are going to be on the family stages. No one of us could have afforded a booth there. But as a cooperative, we can. And as a nonprofit, if somebody's feeling generous, we could even get a grant or you know, whatever to keep the website up and keep the, you know, phone paid for and all of that. But we, for instance, liability insurance, we only need one liability insurance policy for the organization. Any performer who is performing is covered by workman's comp liability,
Through organic arts.
Through organic arts.
Yeah, that's marvelous.
Wow.
And
that
makes a huge amount of difference when you get to be our age. Most of us are over 60. And, you know, it's not like we've got a pension. So what we have as our pension is the people who have done the same thing, and we're looking out for each other's backs. Wow. Simple as that. And I mean, it's so folky, it's ridiculous.
Well, it makes a lot of sense.
But yeah, anybody that, you know, we're pretty much Milwaukee-based, and that's just a practical consideration. But if anybody wants to steal the model, you just go right ahead. you know, check our website, organicarts.info. That's an I-N-F-O site. But take a look at it. If you want information on how to form your own co-op, especially a folk co-op, I'll tell you how. Because this can only help us all.
Amen.
If we don't look out for each other, who's gonna?
That's right. On that note, how about another piece of music?
Well, I don't know if it's music exactly, but people ask me how I learned how to play so many instruments, and, you know, you practice every day and like that sort of thing. But when I was talking about songwriting before, one song did just hit me like a lightning bolt. I was up at about 5 o'clock in the morning making a cup of coffee. And most folk singers aren't up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
No, they are not.
So I must have been the one standing there when this song hit earth. And I'm going to play this on a very common folk instrument called a coffee grinder.
I was going to say it doesn't look like an instrument to me.
And this is my rap song.
Okay.
Which is folk music.
Absolutely.
Well, the sun come up and alarm clock ring, time to drag on out and do my thing. But my brain is fuzzy and my eyes are lead. It's still around midnight in my head. You gotta grind. You gotta get up, get out, get on go. You gotta grind. Well, I drag to the kitchen, grab me a cup. I don't know for sure which way is up, but I reach for the bag full of big brown beans. Go for a ride with my coffee machine. You gotta grind. You gotta get up, get on, go, you gotta grind. Well, I pour me a cup when the water's boiling, gonna start my engine for the long day's toiling. It's a wake-up call from Colombian Java, black as ink and hot as lava. Gotta grind. You gotta get up, get out, get on, go, you gotta grind.
Well, it may just seem habitual, but for a good time morning ritual, you put those beans in a coffee grinder and you crank them down until they kinda smell like the earth on a new plowed farm or a hickory log when it's getting warm. You gotta grind. You gotta get up, get out, get on go. You gotta grind. So if you got the blues, if you got the downs, if you can't get moving when the day comes round, you're in the dumps and you're feeling sad, you just get a grinder like your grandma had. You grind those beans all fresh and roasted while the eggs get sunny and the toast gets toasted. Fire up your body and crank up your mind for a song and dance we call the daily grind. You gotta grind. You gotta get up, get out, get on go. You gotta grind. Yeah.
So that's my rap folk song.
That was marvelous. Just marvelous.
You can't take yourself too seriously in this business.
And I imagine if you do that for kids, they get a kick out of it.
I don't do that for kids.
No? Well,
no.
I guess maybe they don't relate
that's
to the coffee.
That's a grown-up. Well, I can do it. Actually, the weirdest place I did that, we were playing up at a boys' camp, which where, you know, it's the kids, it's the city kids who are basically being boot camped. You know, it's a restricted facility. And, you know, we were doing our folk songs and all that kind of good stuff. I think it was Annalise Scully and Skip Jones and I, and we took a break, and that was a mistake because with a crowd like that, they were starting to go nuts on us. And some of the kids came up, grabbed the microphone and started rapping. And when they had taking a break between the two songs, I kind of got up in between them and said, "Keep that beat going." And I did the rap for the kids.
Cool.
And they were on the floor because, you know, this old white bearded bald guy rapping with a bunch of, you know, and these guys were like 6'6", 250 pounders next to me, keeping the and it was just, you know, we were on the floor.
Neat.
Yeah.
Sounds
so that's one of those, you know, weirdest show kind of stories.
Well, would you like to close with one more?
I would love
one
to.
More song.
Okay.
All right. What are you going to finish with, David?
Well, the best career move I've done in recent years is getting married again. And,
congratulations!
I'd figure I'd try that again. As a matter of fact, today is what, March 6th.
Mm-hmm.
So in 12 days will be our very first wedding anniversary.
Oh, congratulations!
March 18th. So love
Happy
you, Jen.
Anniversary.
And I didn't write this for Jen. I wrote it a long time before then. But we were both kind of adrift until we tripped over each other and went, oh my gosh. So this is called Amitié en Rose, which I believe means in French, friend of the heart. But like I said, I don't speak French. Somebody told me that.
Lonely souls both lost and tired, with no reason to go on. You needed to be free again, and I to settle down. And together in the time we share, we found the room to grow. It's your love keeps me holding on, mine that lets you go. Your love keeps me holding on, mine that lets you go. Sometimes I feel we're passing ships with no place that's safe from harm. You find in me an anchor to hold you through the storm. I find in you a gentle wind where my course can tack and shift. It's your love keeps my harbor calm, mine that lets you drift. Your love keeps my harbor calm, mind that lets you drift. I know that we were lovers once, in another time somewhere, when I climbed up to your ivory tower, on a ladder of your hair. And I was the knight of my princess fair, when there's dragons to be slain. With your love as my armor strong, mine that breaks your chains. Your love as my armor strong, mind that breaks your chains. So let's live and let each other live with no binding strings and rules. Passing judgment is for smaller minds, and gossip is for fools. For you know the way to bring me peace, I know to let you be. It's your love holds me safe and warm, mine that sets you free. Your love holds me safe and warm, mine that sets you free.
Amitié en rose. What a beautiful love song.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, it's more beautiful on the CD, Secret Garden, because Wisconsin's own Gloria Hayes is playing hammered dulcimer behind it.
Oh,
and while I was playing it, I was missing that hammered dulcimer.
Yeah, hammered dulcimer is just one of the things that you probably couldn't carry up the elevator with you today.
I never have tried it. I'm carrying more than enough already.
Yeah, I can see that.
And I'm already tuning four instruments. If I was tuning a hammered dulcimer, that's what? It's got to be at least 36
dozens,
or more.
Yeah.
Lots and lots and lots of strings. And, you know, when you're blowing into a school at 8 o'clock in the morning, you just don't have the time.
Yeah. Well, David H.B. Drake has been our guest for the first part of this hour on Simply Folk. Thank you so much for sharing
your talent with us.
More than glad.
You're going to be in the Dells tomorrow. Any other gigs coming up you'd like to mention?
Oh, my goodness. We got a lot of them. Organic Arts will be doing two combined shows, meaning four of our artists will be doing a show together. We have an Earth Day show Sunday, April 17th, and a Mother's Day show Sunday, May 8th. Both at 2 p.m. at the Greenfield Performing Arts Center in Greenfield, Wisconsin. And this is our first major stage combined artist shows. I'll be doing Dangerous Folk as my trio. We're going to be at the Coffee House 19th in Wisconsin in Milwaukee on May 21st, Saturday, May 21st. And we'll be performing in New Richmond, Wisconsin. I know we're up there July 13th. Oh, my. I think I'm in Delavan, Wisconsin, July 24th. And I'll be at the Coffee House again the prior week for a food pantry benefit. It's Living Activism concert.
And we have a link up to your website. Mm-hmm. And from there, they can get to Organic Arts.
Just go to the calendar or Organic Arts.
And on the simplyfolk.org website also, you can find the calendar listing and all of these, most of them anyway. I know the April and May gigs are already posted up there.
Mm. Cool.
Well, thank you for coming in and sharing your talent with the Simply Folk community. And as I mentioned, if you'd like more information about David H.B. Drake, his recordings and his performances, you can just visit simplyfolk.org. dot org, and you'll find all of those links.